Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. Do you know what Mozart is doing right now?
He's sleeping.
Decomposing.
Decomposing.
He's not composing anymore.
He's decomposing. Yes, he is.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
I never thought of it that
we'll
way.
All be very musical after we die.
Absolutely.
We'll all be decomposing.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, on something a little more cheerful.
Oh, okay. What you got?
Why doesn't Tarzan have a beard when he lives in the jungle without a razor?
Good question.
These are all some good questions right here. All right. Why do we press harder on a remote control when we know the batteries are dead?
I know it's going to work one more time.
But we just push harder.
Push harder on that.
Harder.
It's going to work this time.
Yeah. All right. Why do banks charge a fee on insufficient funds when they know there's no money there?
Good question. You're not going to get it.
My point exactly. Exactly.
It's not. There.
Right. Don't go ahead. Charge the fee. There's no money.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Why do kamikaze pilots wear helmets?
Good question.
Never knew that.
It's not going to help.
Yeah. Yeah. Why does someone believe you when you say there are 4 billion stars, but check when you say that's wet paint?
Well, I happen to know there's more
than
4 billion stars.
Well, that's true. Infinite.
Infinite.
Yeah.
Finite.
Yeah. Whose idea was it to put an S in the word lisp? That's cruel.
I've often wondered that.
That's just cruel.
I have often wondered that.
So what's the speed of darkness?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Why is it that people say they slept like a baby when babies are up every 2 hours
every two hours
to be fed?
Well, I'm kind of at that point.
Yeah.
Every 2 hours, I got to get up.
Not necessarily to eat.
Little cheese and crackers.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm thinking the old man curse myself.
The curse?
Yeah, yeah.
Aha, when the good Lord turns the light on for you.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if the temperature is 0 outside today and it's going to be twice as cold tomorrow, how cold could it be?
Twice as cold as 0.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
right.
Good question.
Right. I know.
Holy moly.
Do married people live longer than single ones, or does it just seem longer?
I refuse to answer on the grounds that might incriminate myself.
Never mind. That's like what Pat Richardson used to say when he was listening to a poet that he didn't particularly care for. He'd lean over and he'd say, hey, this poem really isn't that long. It just seems that way.
Good old Pat.
I miss Pat. Yeah, that's right. How is it that we put a man on the moon before we figured out it would be a good idea to put wheels on luggage?
Good question.
How long did it take us to figure that out?
Oh, man.
Yeah, right. Why do people pay to go up tall buildings and then put money in binoculars to look at things on the ground?
On the ground, exactly.
Come on,
man. Different advantage.
Right, yeah. Did you ever stop to think...
Never.
And then not start again?
Well, that happens a lot.
Right.
Yes.
Who was the first person to look at a cow and say, I think I'll squeeze those pink thingies there and drink whatever comes out?
I'm going to drink that.
Yeah. Or the same person that, first saw an egg.
Yeah, exactly.
Or first saw a chicken and says, hey, I'm going to eat whatever comes out of his butt.
Right out
of that chicken's butt. Okay. Anyway. Got a great show coming out this week.
I hope so.
Joey and Rory are riding along with us this week. Jess Howard has some poetry.
Yeah.
We have Gary McMahon, Johnny Cash, Dave Stamey. How about we start out with a little Craig Chambers?
Why not?
Well, I'm telling you, brother, this is true. Crime and ranching sure don't pay.
It just costs too much to live that good old cowboy way. You can rob your bank with a gun or a cow, they'll catch you either way. 'Cause crime and ranching doesn't pay. I got a neighbor down the road, he always seems to make her. He keeps his old place overstocked, one pump jack to an acre. Well, crime and ranching doesn't pay. It just costs too much to live that good old cowboy way. Maybe in your granddad's time, but buddy, not today. 'Cause crime and ranching doesn't pay. The lottery, we knew he'd be in clover. But that fool bought a ranch or two, and now the party's over. Well, crime and ranching doesn't pay. It just costs too much to live that good old cowboy way. It don't matter what you do, that money gets away. 'Cause crime and ranching doesn't pay. Preference. He told me if I married well, it would not make much difference. Well, crime and ranching doesn't pay. It just costs too much to live that good old cowboy way. You can rob your bank with a gun or a cow, they'll catch you either way. 'Cause crime and ranching doesn't pay. Rob your bank with a gun or cow, they'll catch you either way. 'Cause crime and ranching doesn't pay.
Yep, no truer words have been spoken.
It don't pay.
You can rob your bank with a gun or a cow. They'll catch you either way.
They'll find you.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, mm-hmm, good stuff. Mm-hmm, all right. Mm-hmm. Great way to start out Clear Out West Radio Show.
Oh, really?
Don't you think?
Yeah. Huh?
And are you kidding
are
me?
Are you kidding?
Come on, man. Drives me crazy. All right. So the thing, I've got several examples here.
But sky's the limit.
Yeah, thing that made me think of this is on my news feed the other day, a headline read, European Union killing cows to halt global warming.
Yeah. Really?
Are you kidding me? Come on, man. I know.
And they think that's going to make a difference.
And they honestly believe that it's going to make a difference.
I'll be darned.
Which brings up the next.
Oh,
the next.
Are you going to step right in?
Yes, the next news report.
Next.
All right.
All right.
A French dairy company starts putting diapers and masks on cows. Yeah.
I think I saw that.
To help halt global warming, but don't expect any Wyoming ranchers to follow this example.
Not a chance.
This outfit announced earlier this month that it plans to combat climate change by attempting to capture methane gases through the use of face masks, diapers, and improving cows' diets.
Now, okay.
All right. I'm all for improving cows' diets.
Okay. I'm good with that.
All right. Yes. Yeah. All right. Yeah. The director of public and governmental affairs for the Wyoming Farm Bureau said his first reaction to this story discussing the proposal was unprintable.
Right.
But upon composing himself, he said the idea was asinine.
I'll subscribe to that.
Yeah. I just came up with proper words for it, he said. Yeah. It tells me that we have a damn good life if people weren't worried about things like this.
Shuck her down to right? the cob, brother.
Right. Well, a spokesman for the dairy, all right, yes, said that they could reduce cattle emissions by 30% by 2030 compared to 2020 levels.
Bull.
Yeah, exactly. Right, yes.
That looks good on paper.
Yeah. By putting masks and diapers on cattle. Okay. What are they going to do about wildlife?
well, what about all
right? What about
bean eating tofu?
what about people? All right. Here's, wait a minute. Be careful now. Here's my simple argument.
Okay.
There.
All right.
Can you smell a fart through a mask?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not going to stop.
Is a mask and a diaper
no
going to keep methane from escaping? Are you kidding me, man?
Who's going to change the diaper?
Some of the words that were used by folks in the Wyoming livestock industry, I'll save their names.
Okay.
All right. One of the words was disappointing.
Very.
Another word was ludicrous.
Okay.
Right.
And the other words we can't use.
We can't use. Yeah. Right. Exactly right. We have our priorities misplaced. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah.
Let's ditch out to a cow commercial.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And when we come back, Stamey is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348 and mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback. Back.